Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hit up, break it all down for us from CBSSports.com. One of our own MLB insiders, Matt Snyder. Matt, Jody Mack here. How you doing, bud?
Hey, I'm great. Just looking forward to hearing who the All-Stars are going to be, especially the first-timers. I love the first-timers.
Understood. They seem to get more excited, and when they get to the actual game itself, they're certainly pumped up to be there and the like. Want to ask you about a couple of positions. Caller just checked in to end out last hour, talking up Ozzie Albies, and I said that Albies is a great young player, but truth be told, Scooter Gennett, for me, should get the nod as the starter. Albies deserves to be there. I see him as an all-star level player, but I also see Javi Baez as an all-star level player, and you can play Baez at shortstop, and I don't know, after Crawford, there deserves to be another shortstop in the National League. How's the middle infield going to shake out in the NL?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that whoever doesn't win the voting between Scooter and Albies goes, and then that's two. Then I can't see leaving Baez off the team at this point. He's up over 290 with his power and the stolen bases and his fun defense. And you're right, you can play him almost anywhere. I mean, he's even played first base a few times. So I think he's probably got to be there. You feel like you always need a backup shortstop in the NL, but yeah, you're right. I don't think anybody else after Brandon Crawford, maybe Trey Turner. But if Trey Turner doesn't make it, I think you're fine to say Baez is the backup shortstop, and then that's just your four middle infielders. I think that would be perfectly fine in the National League.
Agreed. And speaking of middle infield over in the American League, shortstop is a debatable position. I think Machado should get it, and he should. But Correa and Lindor are two of the best young players in all of baseball. Correa's presently hurt, and that should factor in at least some. Lindor has been the hottest guy. Can you play one of those guys at first base?
I mean, it's the most loaded position out of anywhere. I mean, Francisco Lindor, Anderson Simmons, Gene Segura, hitting .333, playing for one of the best teams in baseball right now. Manny Machado, you didn't even mention Xander Bogaerts. Then you've got Correa. Didi Gregorius was amazing in April, but he's leveled off since then. It's an unbelievably loaded position, and you kind of wish. It makes you think about, what was it one year that was like Jeter, A-Rod, Nomar, and Omar Vizquel all went? Maybe they take four and something like that and maybe have a little fun late in the game, especially now that it doesn't count anymore, and play all four of them in the infield together.
Yeah, wouldn't be surprised. That's, since it's just an exhibition, you can get a little freewheeling with stuff like that. I've from time to time gotten a bug up about the fans voting. It only comes up when it's a, in my estimation, a determined by a market overstuffing of the ballots, that they're going to vote for all their players no matter what, and a guy
like
gets
Kansas City a few years ago.
Exactly. That gets up. But other than that, like Bryce Harper, you can make an argument against Bryce Harper this year. If that's who the fans want to see, he's one of the stars of the game. He might not be having a true all-star year. I got no problem with him getting voted in as a starter. Do you?
I agree. I 100%, especially since it's in D.C., and he said he'd be in the Home Run Derby, but not if it was like, hey, you didn't make the All-Star team, but come be in the Derby. He wanted to at least be an All-Star to be in the Derby. And with this new Home Run Derby format and the clock, it's really exciting, but I think it's that much more exciting when it's a home guy. So I think it's going to be awesome to have Bryce Harper in the Home Run Derby and in the spotlight in D.C. I think that's going to be really fun. Well, it's funny, you mentioned the fan vote. I've been critical in the past, too, especially when it was all Kansas City players. I mean, Alcides, Escobar, come on. But if you look at this year, there's nitpicks. Like, I think I'd go Lindor over Machado, but Machado belongs there anyway, for example. Or if Albies beats out Gennett, I would take Gennett. But I think, for the most part, the fans are doing a really good job this year, almost everywhere. So my hat's off. Good job, fans.
I would tend to agree. You talked about the Home Run Derby, and I, like you, love the addition of the clock. I'm a home run derby fan, but sometimes it just got to be so much when a guy would continue at home run after home run after home run. You literally watch him run out of gas and then lose in a later round. That didn't necessarily work for me. So they put some time, effort, and thought into it and came up with a better way to do it with the clock. So we're looking at a more competitive home run derby. The question is, who's going to be in it other than Bryce Harper?
Oh, I mean, there's a ton of fun possibilities. Yeah, and I mean, it was funny. Like, I thought it had become unwatchable. A lot of people still liked it, but without the clock, so many. I can still picture Jose Bautista comes to mind, taking like 10 pitches in a row and just standing there, then taking one cut, then standing there and taking like 10 more pitches. It had just gotten awful. You know, maybe Trout will be in it since Harper's going to be in it. That would be fun. But J.D. Martinez, you feel like, has to be there. Just the way he's been since the last All-Star break with the home runs. If Stanton makes the team, you got to have Giancarlo Stanton. It feels like Aaron Judge, since he already did it, probably wouldn't do it again. You know, we brought him up earlier. What about Baez? He has as much power as anybody, pound for pound, and it'd be fun to see like a smaller, skinny type guy that doesn't seem that muscular getting up there, and he has that violent swing. In a home run derby, it would be kind of funny. So he'd be one of my picks. He'd be up there, too.
I know it was suggested with tongue somewhat implanted in cheek on a show over on SiriusXM's MLB Network that Ichiro should be involved in the home run hitting contest, even though he's not retired, but he's not playing right now. He's a special advisor for the Mariners, that he can put on a show in batting practice and could probably hit a bunch of home runs in a home run derby. You can't have a guy not playing in the home run derby, can you?
No, I wouldn't be a fan of that. I mean, if anything, though, people always – I'm so tired of this narrative that he could hit a home run anytime he wanted. If he could actually do that, he'd have like 800 career home runs. So if anything, my only vote would be for him to be in it and hope that he didn't hit any just so that nonsense could come to an end. But no, I don't think you can put him in. It'd be kind of a sideshow type. I guess it is a sideshow in and of itself, but I wouldn't throw a fit about it. It wouldn't be my vote.
Yeah, I said, if you're going to have someone who's no longer playing in a home run derby in Washington, I want Frank Howard. I'll bet you at age 79 or 80 or 83, whatever Frank is, that he could probably still hit it out too. So he would be my choice instead. Who's going to get the starting nod? I think Scherzer is the logical choice because, again, hometown boy make good. Don't know how the pitching works out for Washington leading up to the game. American League is a little on the debatable side. Who do you think the two starters are going to be?
Yeah, I think it's Scherzer in the National League. I know he's done it before, but it's in D.C., so you got to give the fans what they want. I don't believe he's pitching next Sunday. Justin Verlander is pitching next Sunday. Makes it at least a little easier on the AL side. I think it's going to be Luis Severino. 14-2 right now, 2.12 ERA. Yankees are one of the best teams in baseball. If it's not him, it's probably Chris Sale, but he's started before. I think they'll go ahead and give the nod to Severino, but you never know. I mean, it's A.J. Hinch's choice. He could always give the ball to Garrett Cole since Verlander's off the table. You never know.
Should be interesting to see what way the manager goes. All right, trade deadline after we get through the All-Star game, and there may be a deal next week or leading up to the All-Star game. Could be one right after the All-Star game, but the 31st is the date that you have to get them done by. Judging from, let's say, opening day to today to July 31st, Manny Machado's trade value, has it gone up since opening day? Has it stayed flat since opening day? Has it gone down since opening day? And then my follow-up question will be, will it go up or down or stay the same between today and July 31st?
It probably went up in April because the Orioles were so bad and he was just tearing the cover off the ball. Since then, he's probably leveled off because it's to the point now where you're not even going to get a half season out of him. You're only going to get 2 months. And the Orioles seem to want the world for him, and they're not realizing he's in a walk year. You're only going to get him for 2 months. He makes a ton of money. He's not great defensively at shortstop, and he's insisting that he's going to stay at shortstop. I think his value's gone down since the end of April. And the Orioles, the longer they wait, they're just costing themselves more. Because while you might say there might be a bidding war, I don't think extra teams are going to get involved in teams that were ready to trade for him after April. And now they're just getting less time with him. So I think that it's going down. It's only going to continue to go down the more they sit on him. And It's just a poorly run franchise, and this is just another illustration of that.
So you would say they've misplayed it to this point?
Absolutely. If anything, I think they should have tried to trade him in the offseason. So somebody could say, we've got a full season with him. Maybe we can convince him to sign an extension. Nobody's convincing him to sign an extension in 2 months. So this has been botched.
Right, and if you try to trade him during the offseason, then the team that got him, if he leaves via free agency, at least they can make him an offer and get a compensation pick. So you could ask for more during the offseason than you could ask now because, yeah, he is purely a rental from this point forward. I know the game's in D.C., but Baltimore's hop, skip, and a jump away. Yes, Harper will probably get the biggest hand. Scherzer first, Harper second. Will Machado get the third biggest hand? Will Oriole fans come and see their guy Machado play in his last All-Star game in an Oriole uniform?
Maybe, but they might be checked out by now. Man. I mean, they know he's walking. This team is one of the worst Orioles teams in history. It's possible. I hope they cheer for everybody. I mean, it was one that always sticks out in my mind is in Arizona. Like, the Diamondbacks fans booed every single player except, like, Justin Upton and Miguel Montero, who I believe were the only two Diamondbacks All-Stars. Like, well, why are you here if you only care about your own guys? Like, I love when they boo for the rivals. Like, I remember when the Mets fans booed Cliff Lee and he just kept a completely straight face. That was pretty funny. But, you know, cheer for most of it. I mean, boo the Braves, boo the Mets, but, you know, boo the Phillies. But cheer for almost every other guy, man. Have some fun, D.C.
Fair enough. Other than Machado, and you and I both believe he will be dealt between now and the 31st, even if it's four less and that Baltimore has misplayed it, who's the second biggest name that's dealt between now and the trade deadline?
It's really him. JT Realmuto, I know he's not a huge name nationally because the Marlins are irrelevant, but he's one of the best catchers in baseball, and the time's right now. Still another couple of years of control. The Nationals have a great need there. It just matches up perfectly. I think that he's one that's going to go. If he's not a big name, he should be. He's a big deal.
Yeah, I think Florida's going to actually hang on to him. Miami's going to hang on to him. If he goes, he could very well be the second best name. I like your selection. I just don't think he's going to go.
Hey, that's fair.
All right, and last one. This would take some thinking. So. It's kind of an out of left field question. Scamper as best you can. Doesn't get traded on July 31st, but this year's Justin Verlander, that maybe it's Realmuto, as a matter of fact, that on the rethink plan, a guy who maybe his contract is big enough that somebody doesn't want to claim him, because if you get traded in August, you have to be a guy who gets through the waiver process. Is there a guy who could make a difference who won't be dealt by July 31st, but could be dealt by August 31st?
I think he's going to go by then, but if he doesn't, Cole Hamels, I think he would be able to clear waivers in August, and I don't think he would have a Verlander-type impact, but he's more of a mid-back-end rotation guy at this point. But if he doesn't go in July, you could see something happening like where he clears waivers and somebody like the Mariners grabs him, and then he fits in nice as like a two or three for them, and I could see something like that happening.
That's a pretty good call. Cole's contract is just big enough that he could probably get through waivers. I like it.
Yeah,
good stuff. Appreciate you coming on board, Matt. Thanks. Enjoy the week leading up to the All-Star game, and then enjoy the All-Star game itself.
All right, thank you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.